Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome to the Money Spot. One consecutive hour of commercial-free art for you. Our shower-thirsty listening audience, because we love you, because we're at Chase Center, because we've got a lot to get to today. Terrell Owens coming up in just a moment. Do we have him right now? Beautiful. Hall of Famer, 95.7 The Game Insider. You know him, you love him. Terrell Owens with Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, T.O.? How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. We are broadcasting from Chase Center today. It's the brand new building the Warriors are going to be opening this season. You would love this place. Are you going to make your way out here for a game this year, you think?
You guys know I am. I'm a basketball fan at heart. I was going to ask you guys, how does it look?
It looks fantastic. It looks really nice. They have spared no expense. I know you're a huge Hoops fan. I never asked you this. Growing up, who was your favorite basketball player?
Michael Jordan and obviously the Bulls. But obviously, you know, you see how free agents has really changed, really the dynamic of teams, you know, from the 80s, or really from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So now, you know, I root more for players than actually teams because, as we've seen with the free agency, it kind of, you know, shakes up the teams and the players. And so there's really no long stay for a lot of those guys and a mainstay for them for a long period of time. So you don't have, you know, guys, you know, that, you know, the Pistons, you think of the Pistons teams, you think the Utah Jazz, you know, and the Bulls, you have all those nucleus of players that was a mainstay for so many years, and you knew that they were going to be there. But now, obviously with free agency, you know, that has kind of just thrown all of that stuff out of the window. So, you know, every year is a bit different.
The Warriors still with their mainstay, Steph Curry, who will be here for the opening of Chase Center. But as we transition to football, T.O., the Colts won't have their mainstay, Andrew Luck, deciding to call it a career unexpectedly. What were your thoughts and your emotions when you heard the news over the weekend, T.O.?
Again, just listening to some of the sound bites, and, you know, I saw a bit of it that was live. Again, when you talk about a guy that has been battling injuries for a number of years, and again, you know, just to kind of just take you back to his first 4 years in the league, like he took so many hits, and so that can take a toll on your body over a period of time. And so, again, they didn't, you know, at the beginning of his career, obviously when they were phasing Peyton Manning out of there, and they got him in there back at the helm of the quarterback position, you know, they didn't really address the needs of protecting him. So that's what you see now with him retiring. That's the result of all those hits. And so for me, I hate the criticism that he took. I hate the fact that those fans booed him, considering, you know, what he's done for that organization. And the fans need to get a grip. They don't understand what it's like to be a professional athlete. It's one thing to play high school or backyard ball or what have you, but when you play this sport and we make a lot of money doing it, there's a lot that goes into it that fans, they have no idea. They don't realize what it does to your mental, to your physical, you know, what it does and how much it takes away from your family. So I was a bit surprised and really stunned at the reaction of those fans. And they owe Andrew an apology. And that's something that you can't take back. And I think obviously he said that he was hurt. He was shocked by that reaction. So again, for me, knowing, you know, what it takes, you know, to be put into being a professional football player, just the mental, you know, things that he had to go through mentally and physically just to get back on the football field. So, again, these injuries have mounted up. When you think about having an injury, you have to go to surgery, and then you have to do rehab. Those are three key things, you know, that's part of a football's life that's inevitable. So, again, I just feel bad for the reaction, you know, that was given by the fans. But, again, I applaud him for really taking a stance in what he feels he needs to do for, number one, his family in his best interest.
T.O., In your opinion, why is that? Because I mean, because I wrestle with it too, just like you do. Why is it okay for the fans and owners to be able, especially the owners, they can cut or the team can cut you, and the fans don't feel the obligation to voice. They don't boo the owners. They don't do that. But with the players, why is it that way? Why is there such a disconnect when it comes to players, fans, and owners?
Man, that was the word that I was gonna use. There's a great deal of disconnect. And so, again, I don't know. I honestly, I don't have an answer for it. Again, you know, we as players, we provide so much entertainment. And I think just the entertainment value that these fans, they look forward to during this time of the year when football season rolls around. You know, you have college football, which is, you know, which is its own beast in itself. But then you have, you know, the National Football League and what it does for a number of weeks and what it provides for a lot of their entertainment. You know, it's just sad that they can't understand, you know, what it's like to be a professional athlete. And they feel that just because we're paid a lot of money that we're obligated to really take in consideration their feelings when it when it really shouldn't. And I just, like I said, the word, like I said, that comes to mind is disconnect. And so these fans, they don't get it. And now you enter in with, you come in with fantasy football. That's another added element to why, you know, there's no sentiment there with the fans. So again, it's sad. And I think these players now, they should, you know, with these situations happening, they should now use this as leverage going into next year, to understand and understand their leverage and their rights, you know, as a football player and get what they deserve, because nothing's going to change if they don't unify and get what they rightfully deserve.
Terrell Owens, the Hall of Famer, 95.7 The Game Insider, joining Joe Lowe-Dibs on the Dial Pad guest line here on 95.7 The Game. Agree with almost everything you're saying here regarding how we could treat the players better with more respect, how we could try to show a little bit more compassion and understanding. I think one of the ways that you're talking about with the collective bargaining agreement coming up, a lot of players are going to be interested in more guaranteed money. They see what's happening in basketball and baseball. It's completely understandable given the risks you take with your body and your mind every time you step on the field. But do you think in exchange for something like that, the players would be willing to give up two more games, an 18-game season? Would you have been in favor from that?
Absolutely not. And I think this is where these guys need to wake up and take a page out of the players of the NBA and the players of the baseball, the Major Baseball League. I mean, Major League Baseball. I mean, this is like they're trying to increase games. You know, they're trying to get so much out of these players and not give them anything in return. I don't understand how these players don't see the mentality of these owners and what it actually represents. And so, like I said, I don't want to get into the whole slave mentality, but that's exactly what this looks like. You're trying to, again, get so much out of these players, but you don't want to pay them. These players have to be smart and understand what they are and who they are and the leverage that they have. Again, all these players, like I said, they know what's at stake. And individually, these guys are trying to do things, you know, for their best interest. And I think I mentioned it last week. They should be doing this collectively. They should be doing this together. They have more leverage when they do it together. That's why you have a guy like Zeke who is holding out, understanding that his life shelf as a running back is limited. So he wants to get paid now because, again, he can step on that field and be hurt tomorrow and not get what he rightfully deserves based on what the Cowboys are getting with their return on investment. So, again, it's something that we keep harping on. And, again, there are individuals that are trying to talk to these players to get them to understand the leverage that they have. The league is made of a 70-plus percent of minorities. All they got to understand is that stat alone. And if they get together, the owners will be – their backs will be against the wall.
Is there any way that the players can collectively come together because of the wage gap, T.O.? You've got some players making so much and other players who are afraid to rock the boat for fear that they will be cut and they'll never be able to achieve anything. Andrew Luck's decision was made easier by the fact that he'd already made $100 million in his career. How do you go ahead and bridge that gap?
Well, that's why you have to have guys like your Tom Brady's and your Drew Brees's, your Malcolm Jenkins, all these guys that are in positions of power to help the guys that are, you know, those first year guys and those second tier, third year guys to have them understand if they get together and they unify together, then that's when they can move the needle. But it has to be not only just the first or few year guys that are in the league, but it has to be those guys that understand. And so again, you have guys like Tom Brady, they understand, but they're not going to put their necks out for the guys that it doesn't matter for. And that's what's so disturbing to me, is that these guys like your Tom Brady, they can say, oh, well, I'm for the players, I'm for my teammates. If you're really for your teammates, then stand on the table for those guys that are not making the $80 to $100 million contracts. And Tom is triple dipping. He's making his $100 million, you know, on the football field, endorsements, and he has Giselle. So he's not concerned about those first two or three or four year guys. And that's what's so concerning and disturbing to me, is that these guys can get in the press conference and say, oh, these are my brothers. If you're for your brothers, be for your brothers all across the board, not when it's just convenient. That's what it's about. If you're about your brothers, that's what the Major League Baseball players have done. That's what the NBA players have done. They have banded together as one, and they've gotten what they deserve.
Right. The T.O., we have two rookie receivers here in San Francisco, Deebo Samuels and Jalen Hurd. You see the way that those two young guys have been able to play. You had, you know, the great Jerry Rice, veteran guys that helped you. They don't necessarily have a true number one on this particular roster. How do they go out and play at a high level, because they're going to be needed for the San Francisco 49ers to have success?
I mean, you were a running back, and obviously you paved the way for LaDainian Thomas, and there are times, like, again, they gave you a bone or two, but you didn't have that staple 1-2 punch in the backfield. But when you have dynamic running backs in the backfield, when you have that 1-2 punch, that's it. That's basically what I'm trying to paint a picture for. That's what the 49ers are going to have to do until they establish their number one guy. These guys are going to have to play, by committee. You know what I mean? So until one of those emerge and establish themselves as the number one guy, and I'm sure as the season roll along, they'll be able to decipher and determine, okay, who's our number one and who's our number two guy. And until that happens, Jimmy G is going to have the luxury of spreading the ball around, and I think that's good for Jimmy, because he doesn't have to force the ball, especially these guys are young. So nobody's been determined, you know, who's the number one guy. So, again, they're going to have a great defense. Jimmy G obviously played better in this last game, going 14 of 20, 188 yards and a touchdown. So that's obviously a better showing than we were talking about last week when he went 1-for-6. So these are some of the things that, again, are positive going into this upcoming season, where, again, there's light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, for the 49ers.
Hall of Famer Terrell Owens with us here on 95.7 The Game. I want to circle back for a second to the Andrew Luck situation, because every time something like this happens, one storyline emerges above all others. Do you think it'd be worth it for a team in the Colts position or any other position, if you lose a starting quarterback, to consider bringing in Colin Kaepernick?
Dude, I absolutely. You look at the Colts, they should bring Cap in just for a workout. You look at the Chiefs, they brought in Matt Moore. The Eagles, they brought in Josh McCown out of the booth. So you're trying to say that Colin Kaepernick is not capable of playing, or even just worthy of a workout? Bro, this is – the writing is on the wall. This is blackballing it at its finest. Like, there's no reason why this guy shouldn't be given an opportunity to play a game that he loves and that has been a representative of the NFL at one point in time, and taking his team to the Super Bowl. Dude, this is so blatantly obvious. It's sickening.
Terrell Owens, the Hall of Famer, 95.7 The Game football insider with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. T.O., we always appreciate the time. Great stuff today, man. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.